Progressive Voices' John Sinton has written a continuing series called A Turning Point that touches on politics, culture, and media. You can hear the short essays in the on-demand section of progressivevoices.com and on the PV app.
For Progressive Voices, I'm John Sinton, and this is A Turning Point. Today, DeSantis acts and Trump talks. The impulse-driven Donald Trump said he would love to change libel laws in such a way that he could never get sued, but could sue any of his detractors. Of course, that was a pipe dream forwarded by a man with very little intellectual horsepower and absolutely no discipline or substantive follow-through. But those negative attributes do not apply to Florida's Ron DeSantis. In his legislature, DeSantis has found willing accomplices to mug public education and free speech. He has taken unrequited Trumpian dreams and made them reality. He should scare democracy-loving people because, unlike Trump, he is smart, educated, and disciplined. No flitting from target to target just hoping to land a pot-shot insult and then moving on. No, this guy is serious, and Trump has paved his way. If elected, he'll try his Florida trick of imposing an authoritarian state in the name of freedom, which is not how most Americans will see it. Where Trump talks, DeSantis acts. Ban history? You bet. Chase drag queens out of public? Absolutely. Milton Berle is lucky his act was 70 years ago. DeSantis would have him jailed and his uber-popular TV show shamed into cancellation. I wonder if Florida will let you stream the Academy Award-winning movie Tootsie. Well, I worry less about the performative caucus that, like Trump, is more interested in governing. They are Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Republican from Mars, Lauren Boebert, the Republican from Glock, Louis Gohmert, the Republican from 1860, and Arizona's Paul Gosar, the Republican from the KKK, a man so unlikable, so reprehensibly racist, that his family begs voters to deny him. Now, the ones to actually worry about are the educated professionals who know how to bend our democracy to their will. Christopher Rufo is the propagandist who turned the obscure law school curriculum critical race theory into a catch-all of evil. When his followers wish to sully any idea or person, they simply yell CRT. Now he's DeSantis's guy, and you can bet he'll vilify the woke when he's not reconstituting the board of the New College. That's the former liberal arts school that he and the governor are rechristening as an ultra-religious, ultra-conservative school, apparently intended to educate the DeSantis youth. I can already see the cute brown uniforms. Russell Vaught is the other seriously bad actor here. He was Trump's director of the Office of Management and Budget. He has created the ironically named Center for Renewing America. What he really wants to renew is the ironclad rule of rich old white men. And don't bet against him. As David Brooks noted, there is the angry Trump populism that animates conservative talk radio, Fox News, and the myriad internet sites that are all focused on culture war issues and, as the man himself said, retribution. Then there are the sunny, business-forward conservatives like Georgia's Brian Kemp and Virginia's Glenn Youngkin. They could easily wage culture war. They are well qualified and will do so when it is politically advantageous, but they instead prefer to talk about their state's economic growth. Kemp has continued the tradition he inherited to make Atlanta and environs Hollywood East, and he brought the billion-dollar Rivian truck plant home. His stated goal is to make Georgia, quote, the electric mobility capital of America, unquote. He's all about green manufacturing, and not because it may help save the planet. You'll never hear him utter the words climate and change next to each other, or even in the same galaxy. He's a more traditional Republican who wants to shrink government and deregulate business. Finally, you have Ron DeSantis, something of an enigma to me. He's Ivy educated, and were he to talk business and Florida's robust economy instead of culture war, he'd have Trump sweating like Rudy in front of an adult bookstore. But he is either convinced that mimicking Trump on all the hot buttons of their not big enough to take a general election coalition is a winner, or he's hoping he has enough gas in the tank to run over Trump in the primaries and then tack back to the left for the general election. Maybe he's right. Or maybe he's just a mean-spirited, really smart guy with the ways and means, and importantly, the discipline, to wrench the steering wheel hard right and impose his history denialism elected prosecutor firing, anti-choice, anti-LGBTQ, anti-drag shows, anti-small d democracy, and capital D Democrats, all in the name of fighting the woke, which, at this moment in America, is all of Gen Z, every millennial, 90% of Gen X, and most baby boomers, all told the despised woke is a majority that ranges from 60% pro-choice to 90% pro-gun safety legislation. And one more word on Ukraine. Any American politician who has nice things to say about adversarial dictators and hateful things to say about fellow Americans and seems to regard the brutal and unprovoked Russian invasion of sovereign Europe as a territorial dispute will not get my vote. For Progressive Voices, I'm John Sinton.
Go to the on-demand section of progressivevoices.com or the PV app and look for A Turning Point.